Welcome back. The meetings were good, and the messages Brother David and Brother Bruce brought were just outstanding. And they really fed me. I was really blessed by them. But it's really, really good to be back with you. Your grandmother said, "Tell you hello." And let's go back to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I want to focus mainly on this one verse, but then I want to get into the context and see what he means here. He says in verse 29, "If you know that Christ is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him." Our subject is doing righteousness. What does John mean here when he says, if you know that Christ is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him? Now, some say that doing righteousness means he practices righteousness. Some of the translations have even changed it to say that, he that practices righteousness. God's saints delight in the law of God after the inward man. And we delight to do whatever our Savior commands us to do. And His grace does bring forth a new walk so that we're servants of righteousness and no longer servants of sin. But in 1 John 3, John says the believer does not commit sin. And he's talking about the same thing as he's talking about as doing righteousness. He says the believer does not commit sin. Now, is there anybody here who does not commit sin? Some say he means habitual sin. He does not practice sin. And again, believers should endeavor to sin not. The Holy Spirit of God makes us to hate what our Lord hates, and we do not want to sin. We hate sin. But all of those things, practicing that which is right and trying not to sin and putting forth a good appearance, all of that sons of the devil can do. They can do those exact same things. And John's declaring here what is a manifest difference between the sons of God and the sons of the devil. So we have to interpret Scripture in the context in which we find it. Now, from chapter 2, verse 18, some things we've already seen, all the way over to chapter 3, verse 24, John is dealing with the exact same subject the whole way through. Don't let the chapter division sidetrack yet. He's not changed subject. He's dealing with the same subject from chapter 2, verse 18 to chapter 3, verse 24. And the subject he's dealing with is he's declaring the difference between those who are of God and those who are of the devil. Now, John began by identifying antichrists, telling us what it means by committing sin. And this is what John's talking about when he's talking about committing sin. Look back at verse 18. "Little children, it's the last time, as you've heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." Look at verse 22. "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" He's Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." Now that's what John means when he speaks of committing sin. This is the opposite of doing righteousness. Committing sin is denying Christ. Abiding not in the truth of Christ. Abiding not in Christ alone. Turning and bringing in man's own works, which is a total denial of Christ, denial of God's grace. Committing sin is going out from God's saints, forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. And that's what's included in not loving brethren, is to forsake where the gospel is preached in truth. So that's what he's talking about when he's talking about committing sin. And then John identifies Christ's people and what it is to do righteousness. He says in verse 20, 1 John 2:20, "But you have an unction from the Holy One, from Christ, and you know all things. I've not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." Verse 24, "Let that," the truth of the gospel of Christ, "let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall abide in you, shall remain in you, you also shall abide in the Son." You'll continue in the Son and in the Father. "And this is the promise that He's promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of Christ abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you. You have discernment to know when you hear a lie." That's what he's saying. "But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." That's what John means by doing righteousness. Abiding in Christ. Abiding in the truth of Christ. Persevering in faith in Christ until the end. Continuing with His people under the preaching of the gospel. This is what he's talking about by doing righteousness. And this involves a lot of things that are going to be required in loving our brethren and seeing to it that we have the gospel. Self-denial and a meek spirit and all those things that are fruit of the Spirit are involved in that. But that's what he means here, is abiding in Christ, continuing looking to Christ only until the end. So by committing sin, I want you to get this, he's talking about denying Christ, mixing works with Christ, which is a total denial of Christ, a total denial of grace. He's talking about leaving the gospel for a lie. He's talking about apostatizing from the truth. That's what he's talking about. In fact, if you go over and read chapter 3, and where it says commit sin, you put apostatize, and it makes perfect sense. And when he says doing righteousness, he's talking about abiding in the truth, abiding in Christ, and loving our brethren by continuing with them under the gospel until the end. Now, we see what he means by committing sin. We see what he means by doing righteousness, doing the truth. Now let's read 1 John 3, verse 4, and he's still dealing with the same subject. "Whosoever committeth sin, whosoever abideth not in Christ, transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law." Pay attention to that verse right there, because that'll help us with our text. Now watch this next verse, will too. "And you know that Christ was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not." And by that little statement right there, he tells you what he means by not sinning. Abide in Christ. If you abide in Christ, you sin not. That's what he's saying. He's not saying those that abide in Christ do things not to sin. He's saying abiding in sin is not sinning. That is what I mean by sinning not, is abiding in Christ. "Whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him." The man that can leave Christ, leave resting in Christ alone, forsake the gospel, forsake his brethren. He hasn't seen Christ and he hasn't even known Christ. Verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness, he that abides in Christ, is righteous, even as Christ is righteous. And he that committeth sin, he that denies Christ and forsakes the truth, is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now the next part will help us with our text as well. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. He does not apostatize, because Christ's seed remaineth in him, and he cannot forsake Christ. He cannot cease believing on Christ, because he's born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, that's what he said in our text. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. That's the clear difference. That's the only difference between a child of God and a child of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. But he that doeth righteousness, according to our text, he's born of God. The man that will not abide in Christ, that will not is not content with Christ alone, looking to Christ's righteousness alone, he is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. That man doesn't love his brethren either. He doesn't love Christ's people either. We're going to see another time. John says, the world knows you not because it knew him not. And if you look down at verse 13, chapter 3, verse 13, he says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know we've passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. When he talks about the world not knowing you, he's talking about the world not loving you. And we love our brethren because we've been born of God. This just goes right along with doing righteousness. Look here, he says in verse 23, this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now make the connection there. Look back at verse 10. This is who the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, neither he that loveth not his brother. He that doeth not righteousness nor love his brother. Now look at verse 23. This is his commandment. We should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Believing on Christ is doing righteousness. You get that? That's doing righteousness. Believing on Christ is doing righteousness, and we love our brother. That just goes right with it. The two are inseparable. So in verse 24, he basically says what our text says. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in Christ, and Christ in him. That's how come you believe on Christ and love your brethren, is because Christ dwells, you dwell in Christ, and Christ dwells in you. And hereby we know that Christ abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. So, when he says doing righteousness, John means believing on Christ in truth. It means persevering in Christ to the end. And by committing sin, he means just the opposite. Departing from Christ, departing from the truth, departing from the gospel, departing from brethren. All right, now, let's go back and read our text, 1 John 2:29. If you know that Christ is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. If you know Christ is righteous, you know that everybody that believes on Christ and abides in Christ and continues in Christ in truth and loves our brethren, you know that person is born of him. Now here's my question. How does knowing Christ is righteous, how does that assure us that everyone that believes on Christ and continues abiding in Christ is born of him? You get what I'm asking? He says, if you know Christ is righteous, then you know he that does righteousness is born of him. Well, how does knowing Christ is righteous make me to know that person that believes on Christ and continues in Christ is born of Christ. How do I know that? By knowing Christ is righteous. It's because Christ only does that which is righteous. So the sinner who abides in Christ is made to do so because that's the righteous thing. And Christ only does what is righteous. So if you know Christ is righteous, you know that person who does righteousness, you know he's born of Christ our righteousness and made to do what he does by Christ our righteousness, because Christ only does righteousness and he only makes his people do what's right. Now first of all, Christ took away the sins of his people so that in him is no sin whatsoever. He took away the sins of his people so that in him is no sin. So then, he will not allow his people to continue in the sin of unbelief. Because that's not righteous. The righteous thing is to bring all whom he's made righteous to believe on him. And if you know he's righteous, then you know the reason that you're brought to believe on him, to do righteousness, is because you've been born of him. Because he's going to make you do what righteousness demands. Righteousness demands that everybody he died for must be brought to faith in him. Let me show you this, verse 4. 1 John 3:4. Whosoever committeth sin, whoever leaves Christ, leaves the gospel, he transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. If a man does not abide in Christ, he does not continue believing on Christ, he sins because he disobeys God. He disobeys God and he transgresses the law by doing that. Because all the law is fulfilled in Christ. Christ is the righteousness of the law. To reject Christ is the same as transgressing the whole law of God. Just like believing on Christ is the same as fulfilling the righteousness of the law, rejecting Christ is the same as transgressing the whole law. Because rejecting him, you're rejecting the direct commandment of God. God said, "This is my Son, hear ye him." Christ answered and he said, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent." Go to John chapter 3. And you might hold your place there. John 3:18. If a man doesn't believe on Christ, he doesn't abide in Christ, he's left in his sins, and he's condemned. Look, John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. This is Christ speaking. He that believeth on me, Christ said, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. John started this epistle describing Christ as light. That's how he started his gospel, was describing Christ as light. He's the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He's the light. And he says here, whosoever commits sin, whoever does not believe on Christ and abide in Christ and continue in Christ, he transgresses also the law, because sin's the transgression of the law. That's just what Christ said. You don't believe on me, you're guilty of the whole law of God. This is the condemnation. Light has come, and men love darkness rather than light. They won't come to the light. They hate the light. They don't want their deeds to be reproved. They don't want their very best self-righteous deeds to be reproved as wicked. And they won't come to Christ the light. But Christ came and put away the sin of his people. He purged the sin of his people. So justice demands he even take away our sin of unbelief. Remember when he said, "I'm going to send the Holy Spirit and they're going to convince you of sin"? Why? Because you believe not on me. And look here, verse 5. You know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. By abiding in Christ, you have no sin. And by abiding in Him, you don't commit that sin of unbelief. All sin is done away through faith in Christ. Whosoever sinneth, whosoever abides not in Christ, hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Christ took away our sin. He made us righteous. Hebrews 1:3 says, when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of God. And so now justice demands that He must take away our sin of unbelief. He has to create us anew, give us a new heart, bring us to cast our care on Him, because that's the one way God said we can enter into His presence, made righteous by Christ's righteousness alone. And so He says there, look at verse 6. We have to sort of flip this. He says, whosoever sinneth, whoever doesn't abide in Christ, he has not seen Christ, neither known Him. Remember Christ was talking to Nicodemus and He said, except you be born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. And John's telling us here, if you know He's righteous, you know everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. If you've been born of Him, you're going to believe on Him because now you see Him. Now you know Him. Now you rejoice in Him. And Christ said, and I know them and they're going to follow Me. And no man's going to pluck them out of My hand. So that's the first thing. If we know He's righteous, we know He put away our sin, and we know He's even going to come and put away the sin of unbelief so that we believe on Him and we abide in Him and we're going to continue in Him because we're born of Him. Look at this second thing. Knowing Christ is righteous, we know those who do righteousness are born of Him and are righteous as He is righteous. He says in verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. Go back to John 3. I'll show you what doing righteousness is. Right here, John 3. Righteousness and truth are synonymous. They're the same thing. And here's what Christ said doing righteousness is. Verse 21, but he that doeth truth, that's doing righteousness. What does he do? He comes to the light. He comes to Christ. That his deeds may be made manifest. That's what we're talking about. Something that's openly manifest before everybody. He comes confessing, openly manifest, that all his deeds are worked in God. That all his deeds were worked by Christ. God in Christ worked out all the deeds he's trusting in. It's called doing righteousness because when you believe on Christ, the doing of righteousness that Christ did is imputed to you freely because all His people were in Him and we really did everything Christ did. We did all the righteousness of the law in Christ. And so believing on Christ is called doing righteousness. One, it's what God commands. Believe on My Son. Two, it's opposite of that sin of unbelief. But three, it is the doing of His righteousness is made our righteousness because we were in Him. That's what we did. We did the whole law in Him. So through faith, that righteousness is ours. Look at Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. And look at verse 30. You know the Gentiles, it says there, followed not after righteousness. They were not trying to do any righteousness of themselves. And yet they attained to righteousness. They are doers of righteousness. How did they do righteousness? The righteousness which is of faith. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and they did the whole law. Because Christ did it and we did it in Christ. That's what faith is laying hold of. We're saying it. All His righteousness is the only righteousness I claim. His doing. His doing. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, they were trying to do righteousness themselves. They didn't attain to it. Why? Because they didn't believe on Christ. Look at Romans 10 and look down at verse 9. This is what faith says. If thou shalt do righteousness, if you'll do righteousness, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man does righteousness. With the heart you believe unto righteousness. That's doing righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's doing righteousness. And that man who's brought to believe on Christ, he's righteous even as Christ is righteous. That's what the text says. 1 John 3, he's righteous. He that doeth righteousness, believes on Christ, abides in Christ, continues to the end in Christ, he's righteous even as Christ is righteous. Thirdly, look at this. Knowing Christ is righteous, we know that those who continue doing righteousness, who persevere in faith in Christ, are born of Christ because Christ's incorruptible seed makes us unable to do otherwise. If we know He's righteous, then you know when Christ is formed in a sinner, that sinner can't do anything but believe on Christ because being born of Christ, you can't do otherwise because of the incorruptible seed. Look here. 1 John 3:8, he that committeth sins of the devil, the man that professed Christ and left the gospel and left Christ and can apostatize from Christ, he's of the devil. The devil sinneth from the beginning. But for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil for his people. In his people. That's why he came forth. Now look, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. He never will cease believing on Christ. He'll never stop loving his brethren. He can't. Look, for Christ's seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. Now that doesn't mean you can't practice sin. You know that, and I know that. That doesn't mean you don't have sin in your thoughts. You know that, and I know that. It means you cannot stop believing on Christ, and you can't stop loving your brethren. Because Christ's seed remains in him. Because he is born of God. Go over to 1 Peter, a couple pages over. 1 Peter chapter 1, and look at verse 21. He's going to love his brethren, and he's going to love Christ and abide in Christ. Why? Here's why, right here. Verse 21. Who by Christ do believe in God. You believe in God by Christ that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God. That's what we're talking about. A man born of Christ. A man born of Christ. What's he going to do? His faith and hope's going to be in God, seeing you've purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit. You didn't just obey the truth on your own. It was through the Holy Spirit that gave you faith, made you obey. That anointing that came from Christ, the Holy Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. It's not a fake, hypocritical love anymore. There's a real love in the heart that God's made. Look, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Here's how it all happened. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You had to be born because all flesh is grass and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower falls away. But because we're born of God, the word of the Lord endures forever. And so that new man created is going to endure forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The gospel of Christ comes in power. When Christ speaks and he implants that seed, he implants that word within his child, and a new man is created after the image of God. Scripture says, we put on the new man which after God. How is God? What's his image? And it says, after God, a new man's created with the same image. After God, that new man is created in righteousness and true holiness. He can't do anything but believe on Christ and love his brethren. He can't do otherwise because it wouldn't be righteous. He can't do it. He's born of incorruptible seed. We're continually, Colossians 3 says, renewed in knowledge after the image of Christ that created us. Renewed in knowledge after the image of Christ that created that new man. And so the result is Christ's seed remaineth in us. That incorruptible seed remains in us. and we cannot sin. We cannot not believe on Christ. We cannot not love our brethren because we're born of God. See back at our text, if you know that Christ is righteous, you know everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. He's born of Him. Now, another time we're going to go and we're going to look at, there's a lot more things involved in loving our brethren. There's a lot of practical things involved in loving your brethren. We're going to look at those in more detail next time. I'm just wanting to kind of overview this so you can see that this is what it is to do righteousness. Is to believe on Christ. That's it, primarily. The side note, the fruit that comes with it, is loving our brethren. But the main thing here is believing on Christ. That's doing righteousness. And the reason this incorruptible seed is so productive to produce this faith that can only believe on Christ is because the Word comes in power. Look down there at verse 23. This is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. That's His commandment. Remember the man with the withered hand? He couldn't do a thing. That hand was shriveled up. He couldn't reach forth and do anything. And Christ said, reach forth your hand. And when He gave that command, that man reached forth his hand. Because with the command comes the power. And when Christ commands you, believe on Him and love one another, you're going to believe on Him and love one another. And He says, and this is how we know, he that keeps His commandments dwells in Him, and He in him, and hereby we know that He abides in us by the Spirit which He's given us. Do you delight to know that Christ is all your righteousness, all your holiness, that when He made you free, you became free indeed? God's never again going to charge you with any sin. You're kept in Him. And now, are you content with that? Are you content believing on Him? Or do you feel like, well, now I really want to add something to that? If you believe on Christ and you're content believing on Him, today, tomorrow, all the way to the end, John is saying, that's the fruit. That's the evidence of knowing you've been born of Him. That's it. Faith in Christ. That's it. That's what differentiates the child of God and the child of the devil. The child of God believes Christ is all. And he's content with Christ. The child of the devil may say he believes Christ is all, but he always has a but. He wants to add something to it. That's a child of the devil. If you mix works with grace, it ceases to be grace altogether. If you mix works with Christ, you become anti-Christ. Because that's denying the Son. And he that denies the Son denies the Father. What John is saying is, abide in Him. And the anointing you have that teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, even as it teaches you to abide in Him, you shall abide in Him. And if you know He's righteous, then you know everybody that abides in Him is born of Him, has this unction. And that's how you know. All right. Look back at verse 10. He summed it up right there. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. That's the sum of it right there. All right, we'll look at that in more detail next time.